Welcome to the Teaching Journeys podcast, hosted by Dave Roberts. Humanity possesses a unique skill, the ability to pass knowledge from one generation to the next. This podcast embraces that ability, offering learning opportunities through conversations with extraordinary guests. Dave aims to leave a positive mark on individuals around the world. So before you dive into today's episode, please share this podcast with your network, including friends, family, and colleagues. And please consider leaving a rating or review. Your support makes all the difference.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Teaching Journeys podcast. And it's my pleasure to have as a return guest on the show, Dana Christian Lee. Dana Christian Lee is a mom of two amazing humans, William John III and Grace Christian. Originally from Michigan, they headed west for her daughter to attend college in Northern California about 5 years ago and have found California to be their soul's home. Dana holds 2 degrees in education, as well as certification in yoga and mindfulness. She has been a teacher for over 25 years in elementary and middle schools, religious education programs, as well as yoga and mindfulness teaching. Her passion is physical and mental well-being in community, offering access to resources, tools, and connection. In January 2023, Dana's journey with Tell My Story began in partnership with Jason Reed. Tell My Story is a nonprofit whose mission is to help parents own their kids' mental health like they do their physical health through film, music, and meaningful communication. Dana, the executive director of Tell My Story, works daily to positively impact youth mental health nationally and globally. Dana, welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure having you back for round two, or as I like to call it, you're a return offender to the podcast.
Right on. Hey, Dave, good to see you.
It's good to see you too. And I know you've got a really exciting project in the works that we're going to get to in a minute. But For those who haven't heard the first episode that we did together, tell our audience a little bit beyond the bio about what Tell My Story is about.
So Tell My Story was founded by a man named Jason Reed, who I am so lucky to have as my business partner and friend. And he lost his son to suicide 8 years ago in March. And from that place, Jason took it upon himself to help keep Ryan's memory alive through Ryan's final request. There was a sticky note in his drawer that said, "Tell my story." So Jason took that very seriously. He's a doer and he solves problems. And what Jay realized when his son passed is he didn't know he had a problem to solve with Ryan, because Ryan was seemingly happy. He was a teenager, but just a little normal grumpy. But he said, "We miss the signs. If there were any, we miss them." So initially, he made a film. It's on Amazon Prime called Tell My Story. It's a full-length documentary about Ryan, their family, and what they've navigated. And he did what Ryan asked. He told his story. And by the time Jay was done with it, he said, "This problem is so much bigger than I ever had any idea about." So he said, "The film is done, but the work is just beginning." So he started our nonprofit called Tell My Story and Mental Wellness Media. And our first film that we made that I came into in 2003 is called What I Wish My Parents Knew. And it's a story of 10 young people sharing their struggles. Did they ask their parents? No. Why not? And then it's a conversation around all of those pieces. It's a very uncomfortable film, but it's very revealing. And it ends very sweetly because it's always facilitated in an event where people can ask questions, know they're not alone in their struggle, or they're not even understanding what's happening. So we've screened that probably 200 plus times in the last 2 years across the United States and down in South America and Central America. During those 2 years, Jay and I realized something. There's two things. When we asked the kids, "Did you talk to your parents?" they all said no. And they're like, and we asked, "Why not?" And their reply wasn't, "Oh, I don't like my parents. My parents aren't cool. They don't understand me." Their response was, "I don't want to be a burden. My parents are already stressed out." This is a generalization that there's a mom and a dad. I'm going to speak in those terms, but family and relationship comes in very many different forms. But young people talking to their caregivers, said that they didn't want to be a burden, that they were already too stressed. And so we just were stunned by that. And the first thing we did was we made a card game called Tell My Story Card Game. And it's to enhance heartfelt connection and communication and trust through these really beautiful questions that are scaffolded to ease kids into communication with their parents in maybe a way that they haven't been before, and helping parents have a guide to talk to their own kids. Because believe it or not, parents are really struggling to have actual conversations with their kids. I think our nation, our world is struggling actually to have authentic, real communication when we're on these all the time, looking down and not talking to the people that are right before us. So we're like, A, we want to solve, you know, that a little bit in our own way if we can, offer a resource. And so it's been going over really, really well. It's been about almost a year. And during the course of the last year, all the events that I host, all the parents that I talk to, all the administrators, teachers, counselors, everybody's weary from this pandemic of mental well-being. It's just everybody's tired. What, you remember how we got tired of COVID? We're like worn down. This is like next level. And people were like, these hard conversations we're kind of tired of having. We're going to keep having them, but where's the hope? And so I said to Jay, I said, we need to make an inspirational film, a film that shows young people finding agency within themselves to help themselves. And so that's when our new film idea sprung to life. And Jay said, yeah, let's do it. And so over the last year, we've been making our new film, and it's called Shift, Do What Moves You. And it's releasing on September 15th. It'll be in schools and businesses, houses of worship, communities, community centers, city governments, all over, to have this really important conversation of mental well-being, but with a new lens. Shifted is not what's necessarily the problem. That is not the focus. And the kids, there's 12 of them. They're incredible. They're amazing. And their stories are touching, tender, raw, vulnerable, and also really inspirational. So the kids share in an interview style with Jason a little bit about what they're struggling with. And Jay is really good at talking with these kids to give them this space to feel safe and to open up about their struggle just a little bit. And, you know, we have some that are bullied, some that have like ADHD, depression, things like that. And they share a little bit about that. But then they share what they found that they love or find it as a passion within themselves that they do in the world. So they do something that moves them, that helps them shift from this negative, difficult state into something more positive. And so we have a skateboarder, we have a poet, we have musical theater, we have a dancer, we have people, a race car driver, and they're all young people. And so all of these kids share their unique story of their emotional landscape that weaves into their outer world and how they show up and how they take care of themselves. So it's a really beautiful step in the next path of the evolution of Tell My Story and how we have these conversations with young people. Shift is, let's change the conversation into saying, wow, we know there's a problem. Let's pay attention to that. And also, let's help inspire kids to really take ownership in their life, maybe join a club, maybe, you know, start to go outside for walks, helping kids feel ownership in their own well-being. Because the mission of Tell My Story, from Jay's words, is he wants parents to own their kids' mental health like they do their physical health. This is an add-on to that, where we want the kids to know that they can take ownership of their own well-being through their thoughts and through how they show up in the world.
Well, I think it's great that, I think it's important that we empower anybody of any age who's going through challenges to find, as I like to call it with young adults, to find their mojo, celebrate their mojo, and really step out into the world using techniques and means of creativity that are going to be meaningful to them. And particularly with a lot of what you described with art, with musical theater. I mean, young adults don't respond to traditional talk therapy. They like to be moving. They like to be doing hands-on type of activities. This is what gives them meaning. This is what helps them work through a lot of trauma in their lives, or work through a lot of challenges in their lives. And the other thing is what you alluded to earlier about parents and children both having difficulty having conversations about mental health just illustrates that the taboo nature of this topic, and we need to be able to break through that by having some very uncomfortable conversations. Death, sex, and mental health are three things that really are difficult to talk about, but mental health issues are still occurring. People, as far as I know, are still having sex, and I know people are dying every day. And we need to be able to talk about it. We need to be able to have some conversations around it to take the fear out of that and even take the novelty out of it.
Exactly. And that's what we're really hopeful to do, is to catalyze these really important conversations while also offering kids something inspirational.
Yep.
That they can seek to touch within their own lives. They may not be an Olympic skateboarder, and that's okay. It's not about the lofty goal. It's about the lofty achievement. It's about the doing to actually find more peace within yourself. So, I mean, Dave, what do you love to do that helps, you know, make you closer to yourself? Like, what moves you in the world?
Well, what moves me in the world, I love being out in nature. I love taking walks. I love listening to music. So these are things that, spending time with family, you know, those are things that move me, that give me peace, that give me joy. Going to a good concert, I've been to a few this summer. So anything like that that gives me joy and maybe gets me out of my head or gets me away from just the daily grind,
yep,
is something that I'm going to do. And at 70 years of age at this point, I'm going to continue to do that. That's not going to stop.
And that's beautiful. And I think every person can touch those things, because some people have expressed, like the kids in the film, seemingly have this level of privilege that other kids don't have. We all come to this world in different situations, right? A lot of these families had to really struggle to get their kids into these things that they love and allow them to progress, right? They sacrifice to help their kids. And also, if families are struggling financially, which many are, we're going to give a lot of very solid examples that you just said. Nature. Everybody can go outside for free. Mm-hmm. You can go find a tree that you can sit under and just like close your eyes or just be quiet. You can find a pond or a stream maybe where you live, things like that. In nature, you can go outside. The sun shines on all of us equally. So that's a really beautiful thing. Thank you for saying that. And music. Everyone has access to music for the most part if you have electricity. So turn it on. Find what inspires you. Sit with it. And the music helps get kids closer to themselves. Helps you get closer to yourself. And then when we are closer individually into who we are, with a sense of this is what I love, this is what helps me, it allows us to interact with each other with more gentleness, with more curiosity, instead of like a barrier between. So yeah, those are really great examples, Dave.
Yeah, and I'm sure as this film gets more traction, as Shift Do What Moves You gets more traction, you're going to be hearing more and more from young adults in terms of what moves them, and you and Jay and the Tell My Story team are going to be able to build on that and incorporate some programs specific to their input, which
exactly
is going to empower them even more.
Yes, we already have all of that in the works, but this is a big project. So I'm new to the producer side of filmmaking, so it's really exciting for me, because what moves me is also shifting too. Like, telling story through film is something that's new for me. Mm-hmm. When I came into the role, that wasn't the role. My role was to connect with people, create events, create partnerships, get our message out there, have people talking, right? Like, facilitate all of that. And I've naturally come into this new role that my job description now holds. And it's so exciting. I get to talk with young people and select them to put them in a film and create an arc and a narrative for me. That's so moving. And so life just keeps getting more beautiful as it continues to get more challenging. But the way I can navigate the challenges is to, like you said, stay in my flow and to stay positive in how I express my work in the world. And that really does support me. It's exciting.
Well, and the other thing too, and I think a lot of young adults don't realize how much they inspire the older generation with their stories, with their presence. The mantra of this podcast is we're all students and teachers, so let's learn from each other. So when I'm in the classroom with my students, I'm as much of a student as they believe they are a student. But I've always told my students within every good student lies a great teacher. All you got to do is allow that to come out and don't sell yourself short in the process, because I have as much to learn from the younger generation as I hope I have to teach them.
Right. And you say it really beautifully, because what you didn't say but implied is there's an inherent humility that needs to happen, that we as adults need to say, wow, maybe we don't understand this whole mental health thing very well. Maybe I don't know how to communicate very well. Maybe I, as an adult, don't know what moves me. Because getting lost in life, getting wrapped up in relationships that are troubling, jobs that are hard, an economy that's really challenging, like we can get so wrapped up and have no time or energy to actually explore. People, like, sometimes, you know, if you ask people, they could roll their eyes and just say, I don't have time for that. You're talking about making films and I'm just trying to make ends meet, right? And so this is going to really be a challenge and an opportunity for adults to say, how can I carve some time for me to maybe take a walk so I can connect with myself?
Well, if anybody watches not only the new documentary coming out with Shift, but the previous productions of Tell My Story, they're going to see how Jay really sets up a real safe environment and allows these kids' stories to evolve.
Yeah, totally, totally.
He treats every young adult as if they are the most important person in the room at that time. And if young adults sense that we as older adults or the older generation is treating them as if they have something to offer, they're going to respond. They're going to respond. And I tell my students, I don't care what you have done in previous classes. I don't care if you got a D. I don't care if you got a C. I don't care if you fail. I said, when you come into this classroom, I'm expecting great things out of you because I believe you can achieve it.
Yeah.
And if they know somebody has the faith in them to achieve, they're going to go for it.
Mm-hmm. You got to hold that that intention for them. Mm-hmm. You've got to be that hope and hold it and say, I can see you doing that and so much more. Like, mm-hmm. what is possible for you is limitless. So just coming in as that clean slate, that tabula rasa for them, like new class, new. And so I get excited about the fall, right? Like when kids can come in and the teachers can come in and have maybe a fresh restart. And you mm-hmm. get to decide who you are, how you want to feel, and how you show up. And then together we can find goals and work together to grow in whatever academia that they're learning. But also just as a human, we can grow together in relationship to really see each other. Because to learn, one needs to be seen and felt and understood. And that's why online learning and AI teachers, tutors, things like that, we're doing another film coming up on AI. So that's just a little teaser there. But we need human connection. We need interaction. We need real people. We need FaceTime, real FaceTime, not like on a phone, face to face, eyeball to eyeball. And that deep seeing that you give your students, because I've watched you in your classroom, we did a collaboration together. Yep. And when kids feel seen, they can feel like, oh, wow, somebody's holding space for me to struggle, but also to succeed. Yep. And that's what the documentary shows, is these kids have lives where they're doing something that they love, but it's not easy. Mm-hmm. So you continue to struggle to learn, to grow, but it's good struggle. It's good trouble for your mind to focus on and work through, instead of like the old stories that are just habitual nonsense. You know, 95% of what we think is the same thing we thought yesterday, and mainly it's negative. And we think what we become. So we're trying to shift that narrative. Get out of your head. Get into your heart. Find what moves you, and then get into your life and live. Try. You know, it's not all going to be perfect, but you're going to be safe. You're going to be caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know one of the things, I know you mentioned the AI piece as a teaser for your next project, but I know in the interview I had with Jay, he was really concerned about the impact of AI on the mental health of young adults today. And more so than social media, you know, and social media is a big concern among young adults, and the comparison factor that they engage in with other young adults who they think have a better life than they do, when we realize in a lot of ways, social media is just an illusion anyway. But Jay's more concerned about AI, and what I've heard as far as AI evolving, and there's good things with AI, but there's also a lot of negative things with AI that can certainly, you know, impact the mental health of particularly somebody as a young adult who's really vulnerable.
I think it's very well known that social media is a problem and kids are getting consumed by comparison. It's really crushing their self-identity, their worth, continually comparing themselves to someone else. We know that this is difficult, and it's not only difficult because it weighs on their esteem, but it robs their time and attention that could be placed on themselves. Studying, being in nature, listening to music, getting curious about life, getting lit up by life instead of being crushed by life. So that's just step one. Social media has taken time and attention from everybody's lives. Kids, I don't even know where we are and how many hours a day kids are on social media. They are fully engaged in their technological world. And anything outside yourself is not helpful necessarily to your own healing. It comes from within. So if somebody is hijacking your time, your attention, and pulling it out of you wrestling with who you are, using your academics, being creative, trying to figure out yourself, and then going to, as opposed to going to AI and asking questions and building a relationship with AI and all the things that can come with that, it's obscene. So now we have social media that has already hijacked our time and attention. These kids are primed and ready for this AI to basically fill in the next big hole in their life, which is, I can have a conversation with this AI that understands me, and I can share how I feel, and it reflects a sense of understanding. It's really scary when you play with AI what it can do. And it is being shown already that kids are turning therapeutically to AI, and AI does not always create the greatest responses. And some have been very, very harmful, and it keeps the kids internal with their feelings and not sharing again with their parents, again with their friends. So it's taking time and attention even to a deeper level that actually scarier, in my opinion, than just social media. Not to sound alarmist but we are sounding an alarm, because social media is just like a baby step into what we're getting ready to. And we're already in, and most people just don't know it. So that's why we want to make this film, to have many parents aware, not only of they know what AI is, but how the kids are prime and ready, because their attention and their time is hijacked. It's...
Well, the other thing, too, if you have an AI bot that you can have a conversation with, that you can develop a relationship with, and that has been known also now to happen, where people have AI boyfriends and girlfriends.
And that you can, in the coming years, marry them.
Yeah.
And young people are saying, I would much rather marry a bot than a person. Like, that's absurd.
Yeah, and it's also, I think, a testament to what social media is doing to our young adult social skills, their confidence in terms of building relationships, dealing with difficult situations. You can create the AI person of your dreams that has specific characteristics that you idealize, but it's in no way a reflection of reality. It just keeps, I think, young adults stuck. It prevents them basically from just improving their social skills, dealing with their issues. And it's another way for them to check out, albeit in a more sophisticated manner.
Absolutely. And it's not just keeping them stuck, it's taking them deeper into a hole of our society's making. And we need to shine a light in that hole before it gets too deep and these kids fall down, adults fall down it. And it's really interesting. You said, you know, you can prime AI to create a relationship for you, right? So a lot of people before this AI thing, would talk about, I want a partner. And you write a list about all the things that you want. I want them to be tall, handsome, funny, make a lot of money, be very athletic, right? Like people will make lists. And the teachings prior to AI in real relationships were, if you want that kind of relationship, you need to embody those characteristics within yourself. Are you funny? Are you kind? Are you healthy? Right? Like whatever you want from somebody else, be that first. And then you will attract that because it's a mutual resonance or a mutual vibration. You can't like mail order somebody from a relationship by just praying for it or mantra saying it over and over again or writing it every day. This is what I want. This is what I want. Unless you put some skin in the game for your own life, you become that first. Now, that's completely off the table because you can put it into AI and it spits it right out.
Yeah.
You don't have to become anything. You don't have to shift and change and wrestle within yourself for anything. And when we don't wrestle, we don't grow.
Yeah.
And it's like the study. Did you hear that one of the tree where they put this tree out of nature in kind of like a big, huge greenhouse and they gave it this, everything was the same. Sun, water, food, perfect elements. And the tree did not thrive. And what they realized is the one thing it didn't have was the wind. It didn't have external elements to have it grow its roots deeper and spread them wider. So it had no resistance to bump up against, to grow. And we as humans, we can't grow if we don't have that resistance. And then like weightlifting or even in difficult conversations, it's through difficult conversations that we learn more about who we are, what's really important, how to draw boundaries, how to be relating. And in that resistance, there creates an opening within us to say, wow, I actually can create boundaries. I can have a powerful conversation. I can get difficult feedback. And that's a lot of what people are saying about the young people today in the workforce. They can't take any feedback. They're just delicate and they want to quit and they feel kind of like harshed upon or whatever. And it's a tough time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, with the advent of AI, like you said, AI, we can program it to do anything it wants and we could program it for us just to have the ideal life without growth. But without resistance, like you said, without challenge, there isn't growth. And even in nature, whether you have rocks, whether you have trees, whether you have the water, it's all interdependent on each other. Trees can't grow without water. The rock serves a barrier to protect those other delicate elements in nature. There's an interdependence in nature that mirrors the interdependence that we as humans have on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, nature has a living, breathing spirit all of its own that we could learn from in terms of how the elements of nature interact with each other to protect itself and also to grow.
Yeah, and nature's our greatest healer. Nature's actually our greatest teacher. It's been around longer than we have, and it is the most underutilized medicine out there. Young people don't get outside.
No.
Cities across America, it's phenomenal. People say, I just don't see kids outside anymore. I don't see them riding their bikes. I don't see them in the parks as much. Like kids are in their homes behind their screens or, you know, they're not engaging in their own lives. It's frankly scary.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of young adults today are just dealing with stuff, Dana, that I never had to deal with when I was 18 years old.
They're dealing with,
you know, information overload, 24-hour news, misinformation on social media, bullying, comparison, financial issues with school. But the other thing is it takes a community as well, too. It's the parents need to develop the necessary skills to teach their children to adapt. The children have to be receptive to those teachings so that then when they grow, they can make their mark and leave their tracks in the world. And again, like with anything, it takes a community and it takes everybody in that community with a specific role to help those individuals grow, to help our young adults grow.
Yeah, the leadership globally, nationally, for sure. But then also we all have our own roles of leadership, right? I run a nonprofit. You are a teacher. And we have people that we are relating with and to. But also the kids, the students that sit in your classroom, for example, they are the leaders of their own lives. And that's what we need to help them understand, that you are not at effect of everything. You aren't just like having to react all the time. You can be at cause. You can respond thoughtfully, mindfully to your own life instead of just feeling victimized. And there's a lot to feel victimized by. The cost of education right now, the difficulties of getting jobs, their struggles are real. So we as, you know, leaders right now, as the adults, really need to fix these broken systems or overhaul them and start fresh, right? Like, education is really too expensive. Kids are taking on so much debt and they worry that they're ever going to be able to pay it off. So those are things that we have created as a nation for schools to actually do.
Yeah, and it's important that we empower young adults and help them develop the skills to develop resilience in challenging times and times that are just going to continue to be challenging, because when you get older, you know, you're going to experience transitions in your lives, experience bumps in the road, and it's our ability to respond to those and develop resilience and growth in the process that dictates the type of life that we're going to lead. But with the work that you and Jay and Tell My Story is doing to try to create awareness of young adults' issues and offer some serviceable skills for those young adults and parents to deal with, it's going to set a better environment and a better, it's going to send out a positive message that these young adults can be empowered and their parents can be empowered to help their young adults reach their goals and for parents to reach their own goals as well in the process.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is to show that it's hopeful. That there's joy in the world. There's beauty in the world. And when we can lead from a sense of that positive energy in us, how we show up lighter and with smiling, we know that the world is hard.
Yep.
But we are more powerful, more beautiful, more creative than the problems that we have if we can remember who we actually are as individuals. And we are love, and we are light, and we are creativity, we are possibility. So reinvigorating people, maybe for the first time, with a sense of positivity, joy, and then a hopefulness that I can create a life that doesn't, I don't just get by, but I actually might thrive. It's exciting.
Yeah, and that's, we have to create possibilities for our young adults to latch onto, and I think.
Correct.
One of the things with your new project, Shift, Do More, What Moves You, I think that's going to tap into that. It's going to tap into the joy that we, the young adults, and we can experience in challenging times, and we can certainly be empowered to find what moves us so that we can live the life of our choosing and co-create the reality that we desire in conjunction with the universe.
Absolutely. And I think that that's a really powerful conversation, and meeting everybody where they are is really important. What, you know, communities across the nation vary, but as humans, we all have similar feelings, baseline feelings, fear, sadness, anger, how to help kids manage that, pay attention to it, while also moving their bodies and moving themselves into the world in a way where they feel like they can release some of that frustration or that anger, or even like lift a veil of depression a little bit by going for the walk and being in the sun, for trying out for, you know, the play at school. Just getting them in action is going to be a really key component to having parents and children understand that they can shift their lives in a positive direction.
Yeah. And any type of action we take is healing. Movement is healing. Movement and motion can provide clarity. And I think with the young adults that you've featured in Shift, I think they're going to show that there's a variety of different creative ways to transcend trauma, which I think is going to be a great message for a lot of young adults who see this, and their parents as well, too. So, Dana, if you're going to leave our audience with one thing today, what would that be?
I would say pay attention to the thoughts that you think, because they will be so. How do you think and feel about yourself? Without judgment, just awareness. And if you're feeling that you are not getting the life that you love, work on your mind. Work on your heart. Take on leadership in your own life to say, who am I? Take some risks. Get out there. Instead of being in a disempowered victim story, write your own love story for your life. And it begins with one new thought and maybe one small new action. Don't overwhelm yourself, but maybe just say, okay, I had a bad day yesterday. I'm going to hit reset and I'm going to go for a 5-minute walk. Start small and see what unfolds, but really bet on yourself, be a role model for your kids, and just watch your life transform before your own eyes.
Yeah, and I think Buddha said a 1,000-mile journey starts with a single step.
Yep, the Buddha had a couple good things to say, for sure.
He did. I think that was from spending many months and maybe even years under a tree meditating to come up with this philosophy and religion and philosophy for life. So, and there's a lot of things with Buddhism that I've incorporated into my own life, and I know it's for any other guerrilla spiritualist out there, they've incorporated a lot of Buddhism with nature therapy and other types of spiritual practices that create their awareness of themselves and the world around them. So my last question for you is, if individuals want to get and find out more about Telling My Story, find out more about the projects that you have going on, particularly the current project that you have that's going to be out in, you said September 15th. That's a Monday.
Yep. So September 15th, we will be releasing Shift, Do What Moves You. You can find more about us. You can find out how to host your own screening if you go to tellmystory.org. And you can also email me directly, Dana, D-A-N-A, at tellmystory.org. And you will find a way to, the trailer will be up at the beginning of September. And you can just reach out to me and we can talk about how we can partner together to get this really important film before the audience that you are desiring to have this conversation around.
And my understanding, the screenings are free. Am I correct?
Yes, the screenings are free. We will be doing a Kickstarter to help support getting more impact nationwide, because though the screenings are free, they do come at a pretty high cost to us and our organization. And so we are going to try to raise some funds and do some sponsorships and partnerships to financially support us continuing to make them free, because Jason Reed, our founder, he pays for all of this out of his own pocket. And so we're really trying to make that, the nonprofit side, be self-sustaining, because that's a big financial lift, if you know what I mean. And so, yes, it is free, definitely. So just reach out, but it needs to be a collaboration with us. This film will never live online. You won't be able to stream it, things like that, but you will be able to work with us in partnership to bring it to your school, your business, your community, your house of worship.
That sounds good. Dana, is there anything else you'd like to leave our audience with before we say so long for now?
I would just say, remember how precious you are. Remember how precious life is. And together we really can shift the narrative around a negative state of mental health toward a positive, hopeful lens of mental well-being for all of us. So, yeah, I leave you with gratitude. I leave with peace. I leave you with love all and a great hope that together we can really make our world a better place for all of us.
And I think that's a wonderful note to end the podcast with. Dana, thank you so much again for being a return offender and the
Always.
Teaching. On the Teaching Journeys podcast. And I know we're going to be talking again in the future.
I very much look forward to it. Take good care, Dave.
You too. And with that, that is a wrap on another episode of the Teaching Journeys podcast. I'm your host, Dave Roberts, wishing you peace.